Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California counseling case will now return to the lower court. The U.S. Supreme Court decided not to get involved at this stage of the litigation, and so the case will be refiled. The case was known as Pickup versus Newsom, in which Liberty Counsel, we represent a number of counselors and others in the state of California challenging the law that bans any kind of counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, behaviors, or identity. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, last year, in June 2018, the United States Supreme Court decided a case called the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. The acronym for that is NIFLA. And it was a case involving California's law that forced crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion. The Supreme Court ultimately struck that law down. The California courts had created what they called professional speech. This is just professional speech that's being regulated, professional speech by these crisis pregnancy centers. And professional speech, they said, does not have the same level of protection as other speech. Well, the Supreme Court disagreed with that and struck it down. One of those cases is our case, in which we challenged that same law on behalf of crisis pregnancy centers. But in the process, Matt, the Supreme Court specifically mentioned two of our other cases, the first two cases in the country in which we challenged the counseling bans, Pickup in California, King in New Jersey. Those two cases created this so-called professional speech category on which the state of California was trying to argue again with regards to regulating speech of crisis pregnancy centers. The Supreme Court not only rejected that, but they also mentioned King and Pickup, and they said they disagreed and they overruled those two cases. As a result, we asked the lower courts to reopen the cases. They refused to do so. We then did the unusual move. It's very rare for the Supreme Court to do this at this level, but we felt we had to go down this process, asking the Supreme Court to require the lower courts to reopen the case in light of NIFLA. The court so far has refused to do that. It doesn't mean that they've ruled on the merits. So now that we've gone through this process, we will begin the challenges again, beginning in the lower court and starting from scratch, going all the way back up through the Ninth Circuit in California, the Third Circuit in the King case out of New Jersey, and then from there all the way back to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And it's really not a matter of if, but when. This gets back to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has now dashed this legal fiction, this idea of professional speech. They've rejected it outright, and of course it's unconstitutional. There's no such thing as professional speech in the United States Constitution. So they've tried to carve out an exception where the government can violate the First Amendment and trample over free speech, and the Supreme Court was having nothing to do with that in the NIFLA v. Becerra case, and they again cite back to the Liberty Counsel cases, to Pickup v. Newsom and another case, King, and say, no, there is no such thing as professional speech, which should, when it gets back to the Supreme Court, should do away with these draconian counseling bans.
You know, I couldn't imagine going to a counselor. You know, I'm struggling with an issue. Okay, I go to a counselor for help, and I share my issue with a counselor. The counselor tries to start helping me, and all of a sudden this person walks in and says, wait, no, you can't talk about that. That's outlawed.
Yeah, they're overhearing essentially what you're saying.
And, like,
and they
gagging,
barge in and
yeah.
They stop the conversation.
That's what it's like. The big voice comes in and says, no, we can't have that. We have to gag the counselor. I mean, that's
and
what we're doing here.
And stop the client from getting information.
And help.
So that's exactly what these laws
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
This is Big Brother, the state, putting a template across this area of counseling. And it's telling the client, you cannot receive the counsel that you desire.
For your unwanted same-sex desires.
Yeah, you don't want these desires. You don't want this behavior. You don't,
or gender confusion.
Right. You don't want to be confused about your gender. You need help to resolve those conflicts, and you have an objective to overcome those.
Right. Nobody's forcing you. Nobody's, you know,
it's your free will.
Yeah.
So your free will is being overcome by the state that says it doesn't matter what you want. You can't get it. It's the only area of counseling where the government has come in and said, this one area you can't receive. You can receive pro-LGBT counseling, but you can't receive any counseling to overcome these unwanted desires, attractions, or behaviors, or confusion. You can't get that. You can only be affirmed in those, even though you don't want to be affirmed in those.
Right, and push toward hormones and surgery, and eventually maybe even suicide because of that.
Yeah.
Never dealing with the core problem.
One of the shooters, no wonder why the media dropped it, in the Colorado school shooting case.
Yeah, Highlands Ranch.
Yeah, Colorado, was a so-called transgender, was a one gender and wanted to be identified as another, may have been going through hormone treatments, I don't know. But was living in a figment of unreality because you can't change your gender. You are what you're born with. You may want to. You may like to be somebody else. You may want to be someone of a different race. But you're born the way you are born. God created you uniquely, individually, in His image, and you can't change that. And if you have confusion over it, there are people that can help you, but not in these states because the states say you can't. And so that's what we are challenging. And there's real people, real lives, Holly, that are at issue. We have real people that struggle with problems that they have in their life. They ought to be able to get the counseling that they desire.
You know, I remember one mom that contacted us just devastated because her beautiful 15-year-old daughter, we saw pictures of her at 15, later, without the mom's permission, went and got the hormones, got the surgery, had a full mastectomy at 18. You see a picture of her. She's in total black. She looks miserable. You know, and if she had gotten help to originally deal with her unwanted core issues, it could have been a totally different picture for her life.
Like Walt Heyer.
Exactly.
Walt Heyer has a book about his experience and about experience of others who have come to him, about the confusion, about the problems, about being trapped when they go through the hormone treatment, or even worse, the surgery, because it's not something that you can just, you know, change very easy when you've cut off healthy body parts, removed healthy organs from your body. You can't just simply go back. You lose the community that gave you the support, the LGBT community. You lose the medical counseling doctors that helped you go down this dangerous path. They don't want anything to do with you anymore. And then you can't just undo some things.
Yeah.
So, well, Walt ministers to those people under these kind of bans, Matt. These bans say, you can't provide that help.
And I wish this young woman who was laboring under the confusion that she was male, right up the road here from us in Colorado, I wish she had had access to this kind of counseling. She was angry and rebelling against God's design for her. And she, on her social media, the motives were pretty clear. She hated Christianity. She hates Christians. She hates Trump and Trump supporters. And she lashed out against her own students. They killed one young man who tried to stop the shooting. But thank God others were not killed or severely injured.
No wonder why the media dropped that story like a hot potato.
Oh, yeah.
Every other school shooting, it goes on for weeks. It's about gun control. And the media went on to other things. They didn't say anything. That's why there's this media blackout. Why? Because the people behind it.
It didn't fit the narrative.
Didn't fit
Crickets,
their narrative.
Then.
It's, you know,
yeah.
I grew up thinking, I'm glad I didn't live in the Soviet Union because they have such biased media. And here we have such freedom of the press. And we can have different understandings of what's going on. And now you begin to realize the press may be free, but they are biased.
They're Pravda.
they're
They're a political advocacy
group
now.
They cover what they want to. They distort what they want to. And if they don't want to cover something because it doesn't go against their, it goes against their narrative, they ignore it. Well, pray for this case because we will begin this and other case in New Jersey. Again, we're already challenging other similar bans around the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, as we continue to stand for families, for counselors, and for freedom, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.